We'll be looking at impartation of the spirit of faith. And we'll be looking specifically at impartation for celebration. Impartation of the spirit of faith. When the spirit of faith gets hold of you, it leads you onto an outburst of celebration. You are not cajoled to celebrate. You are not begged to celebrate. It's a supernatural feeling that comes from within you, that makes you to lift up the name of the Almighty God, that causes you to celebrate even things that you have not seen, that the Lord God Almighty will perform His act in your life. It is my prayer that today we will all celebrate Jesus. You will have a cause to celebrate Jesus in the name of Jesus. What is impartation of the spirit of faith? I will start by looking at the book of 2 Corinthians. If you have your Bible, turn with me. In chapter 4, verse 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak.
Munesi gatal su fekene am nañ ngom bobu nonu yo am nga ngom bi am nga dole ubi sa geme nga wax parce que lolou lañu téré bi ébal.
There is a word of God.
Mune am nay kaddu yalla buñu wax dara.
And the word says,
kaddu bi nenañu,
we have the same spirit of faith. It's a declaration by the Almighty God. That means He has perfected that act for us. Now something is expected of each individual. It is to know and locate what is written. He says, according to what is written. So there is a need for you to locate yourself in what is written. When you locate yourself in what is written, and you believe, something happens to you. You begin to speak. The voice of God begins to speak through you. The power of God begins to speak through you. The spirit of faith begins to move you to speak. This commission, as headed by our Father and the Lord, the Bishop, every month, prophetic declarations are made to the church. Locating it according to what is written. Concerning the life of the people. And because he believes, he declares. Now there is a second level that we have to go. That same scripture says, we also believe. So something should happen to you and I. According to the declaration, we also should believe. And when we believe, the same spirit of faith, that is upon him is imparted upon us, and we speak also as he speaks. Then we speak with one voice. The church moves as one church. Things happen to us as one people, because we have the same mind, we have the same focus, and we are going the same way, and the Lord will strengthen his people in the name of Jesus. When prophetic declarations are made, it is needful for faith to act on it. Let me show you another scripture in Hebrews chapter 11. We'll look at verse 13 again. It says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises. Some people who lived in the days of old, they heard what God said. They did not see what he said, but they did something. But having seen them afar off," they heard what God said. They saw what God said. That means what God said became manifested even when it has not happened to them. They saw it from afar off. And what did they do? The Bible says they embraced them. And then something happened to them. And they confessed. Their language changed. Their understanding changed. The words they spoke changed. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Yet they were living on this earth, enjoying the things of this world as provided to them by God. But they saw themselves as strangers, because that is what the word declares. When you believe the word of God, when the spirit of faith, which is an impartation, comes upon you, it leads unto a manifestation of prophetic utterance. You declare things that are not as if they are. Your language will change. Many people after church service, when you have prayed, prophetic declaration has been made, the first obstacle you meet on your way, you confess according to that obstacle. I am finished. Things are finished for me. I don't know what to do again. You have just received the spirit of wisdom. Then after church service, you say, "I am confused." You have negated everything you have prayed for. And according to your declaration, that is what you get. Because we believe, and according to our belief, we have also declared. That is what the word says. Praise the name of the Lord. When your declaration changes, the word of prophecy, the prophetic word that you have heard, does something to your body. It gives strength unto your body to do what you cannot do. How do I know this? The book of Romans in chapter 4 talks about Abraham and Sarah. What happened to them? The Bible says Abraham was not weak in faith. That's in verse 19. He did not look at his own body that was already weak. Being 100 years old, the reality of his time was that his body was weak. He was an old man. That was what the world tells him. That was what his sense told him. But because of the spirit of faith, according to the word of prophecy that God has spoken to him, he did not look at Sarah's womb that was already dead. The Bible says in verse 20, he did not waver. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. But something happened to him. He was strengthened in faith. And then being strengthened in faith, he started giving glory to God. Somebody will glorify the name of Jesus this morning. Somebody will have a cause to celebrate this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When strength is imparted unto you by the spirit of faith, it leads you to giving glory to God. And most times, this giving glory to God is also prophetic. It takes you into prophetic praise. It takes you into prophetic utterance. Because what is coming unto you is prophetic. What is working in you is the spirit of faith. And because prophetic word and the spirit of faith have agreed, it leads you to prophetic praise. And there is celebration. As I begin to round up, we'll look at an example of Mary. In Luke chapter 1. What happened to her? The angel of God came and spoke to her and said to her, you will have a child. Now in verse 36 of Luke chapter 1, angel Gabriel told her, now indeed Elizabeth your relative has also conceived a son in her old age. Now that struck something inside of her, that Elizabeth, my cousin, has also conceived in her old age. And he says, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. Now this raised something inside of Mary. She embraced the word and said, let it be unto me according to your word. But she did not stop there. She went straight to Elizabeth's house. And when she got to Elizabeth's house, because she was carrying a power inside of her because of her faith, according to the prophetic word that she's putting on, as she entered Elizabeth's house, something happened to Elizabeth. The child in the womb of Elizabeth leaped up. He leapt for joy inside of Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she burst out to glorify the name of the Lord. And Mary also, being filled with this Holy Spirit, with the spirit of faith, she started singing. And you can read what the words she started saying in verse 46 up to 55. How she says, my soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in the God of my Savior. And she started magnifying God. She bursted into prophetic praise and the celebration of the name of God. As you believe this morning and declare today, you will burst out into prophetic praise and there shall be celebration in the name of Jesus. What is the benefit of celebration? Number one, it is fruitfulness. When you celebrate God according to what you believe, it leads you to fruitfulness. The mother of Samuel, when she was told, "Go, the Lord has answered your prayer," the Bible says her countenance changed. She moved from sadness to joy because she embraced the word, even from the mouth of a prophet that was dying, the word from the mouth of a prophet that was regarded as failing. But because she honored the office more than the man, she believed the word spoken to her, her countenance changed. And that led her to conceive. As they got home, things change for her. By the end of service today, things will change for somebody in the name of Jesus. Number two, it leads to divine multiplication. In John chapter 6, the people were with Jesus Christ for 3 days. They had not eaten. He knew what he was going to do, but he asked his disciples, "Where shall we get bread to feed this one?" They answered according to human understanding. And somebody said jokingly, "We have a child here that has just a few bread and few fishes." And the Lord said, "That is enough for me. Bring it here." They brought it to him. He lifted it up and gave thanks to God. As he gave glory to the Almighty Father, they started distributing what was given thanks over. Because you don't know how to give thanks for the little you have, it cannot multiply. When you appreciate God, when you celebrate God for that which remains with you, you open your life for more to come. And finally, number three, it leads to restoration. Life is restored back. Lazarus was dead in the grave 4 days. And the people said, "By now he should be smelling. We can't go near the grave." Jesus said, "Take me there." He was taken to the grave. People were crying all around him. He didn't mind them. He knew what he wanted to do. He instructed, "Take away the stone." The tomb was open, and he called out. But before he called, he said, "Father, I thank you because you always hear me. The spirit of faith, which he put on as a garment, he goes anywhere he goes with it." Everywhere he went, he was always with that spirit of faith. That spirit of faith that leads to declaration. That spirit of faith that leads to prophetic utterance. That spirit of faith that makes a man to celebrate even in the midst of death. "I thank thee, Father, because you always hear me." And he called out, "Lazarus, come forth." The man that was bound came out of the grave. How did he come out? His feet were tied, his hands were tied, his eyes were tied, But he came out standing right before them. Whatever could not hold Lazarus down in the grave, even though he was bound, he could not walk. His hands were tied. Today, as you celebrate God, today, as you celebrate the name of Jesus, every bondage shall be broken in the name of Jesus. And whatsoever is termed dead in your life are coming to life today. I say there is a resurrection in the name of Jesus. Somebody is being restored today by the name of Jesus. Your life is being restored today in the name of Jesus. Your wealth is being restored today in the name of Jesus. Your health is being restored today in the name of Jesus. Things are taking a new change in your life in the name of Jesus. If you believe,